Hello.
Hello. Hi, today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, so all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Okay? So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, all right. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? So, crime and violence?
Okay, you said 1 was very important, 10 was not important?
Yes. So 0 would be it's not an important issue to you, and 10 would be it's a very important issue to you. So the first one would
10.
Be crime and violence. Okay. And voting rights?
10.
Okay. K-12 education?
10.
Okay. Democracy?
10.
Mm-hmm. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Okay. Abortion rights?
10.
Climate change?
9.
Okay. Healthcare?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay, immigration?
8.
Okay, student loan debt?
2.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
What kind of wages? Oh, job and wages?
Jobs and wages, yeah.
10.
Okay. All right. Okay, so as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S., Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 would be not at all likely and 10 would be extremely likely? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Extremely likely.
Okay. 10. All right. And what is your race?
African American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, no, I'm registered.
You're registered. All right. Okay, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. All right, and what is your year of birth?
1950.
Wow, sounding like a young man, like a 20-year-old.
Thank you.
And what is your highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
I think the vote is very
so
powerful.
Okay, so that would be number?
10 is means what?
10, yeah, 0 would be no power at all, and 10 would be a lot of power.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, all right. And how much do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matters most to your community? Again, 0 is no power at all, and 10 would be a lot of power.
10.
Okay. All right, we are 30% complete. So please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel either warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Okay, so Andre Dickens.
Never heard of him.
Okay. All right. Brian Kemp.
That name sounds familiar. 5.
5. Okay. John Ossa.
0. Never heard of him.
Okay. So, you never heard of him. All right, J.D. Vance?
0.
Okay, Tim Walz?
Who was that?
Tim Walz.
Oh, Ken.
T-I-M, Tim Walz?
Yeah, number 10.
Number 10, okay. All right. Raphael Warnock?
10.
10. Okay. Brad Raffensperger?
Oh, that's the 5.
5. Okay. All right. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided or you do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, and we are 48% complete. I appreciate your time. I know you probably got things to do, and I'm keeping you up, but, you know, your opinion matters. So I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election... Okay, so I know... I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what that sound is. But, yeah, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today... For whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
A Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or did you not vote?
Joe Biden.
All right. Okay, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. All right. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. So in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
All right. Okay. So below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented progress you wanted to see in this country. So, again, 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay. So, COVID-19 recovery.
Ten.
Okay. The Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Okay. Vice President Harris?
10.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Democrats. 9.
9. Okay. And your local mayor?
My local mayor, 8.
8. All right. And black voters?
10.
10. Okay. All right. So below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10. Again, 0 would be not motivate you at all to vote, 5 would be not sure, and 10 would be it would strongly motivate you. And just an update, we are on 81% of this survey. Okay, so because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. So over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. What would your number be? 0 to 10? 0 would not motivate you at all to vote? Okay, cool.
Yeah, 10.
10. Okay, all right. And because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. So this policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. 0 to 10.
10.
All right. Okay. And because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. So this change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
10.
Okay. All right. So because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. So when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Okay. All right. And black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
10.
Okay. All right. And we are on 82%. Thank you again for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. So some people change their minds, and it's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 0 to 10.
10.
Oh. All right. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matters most to your community?
10.
Okay. All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right. We are 87% complete. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. All right. And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay. All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widowed?
Married.
Okay. All right, and are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not that.
I'm not. Okay. Oh, no, I clicked the wrong. Okay. All right, and in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, and do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right. We are 96% complete. Again, appreciate your time. So how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired. Okay. All right. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $70,000.
Okay. Perfect. And that concludes the end of our survey. I honestly appreciate your time. And remember, your opinion matters. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.